To Love and Be Wise, written by Josephine Tay. Read by Karen Cass. Chapter 1. Grant paused with his foot on the lowest step and listened to the shrieking from the floor above. As well as the shrieks, there was a dull, continuous roar, an elemental sound, like a forest fire or a river in spate. As his reluctant legs bore him upwards, he arrived at the inevitable deduction. The party was being a success. He was not going to the party. Literary sherry parties, even distinguished ones, were not Grant's cup of tea. He was going to collect Marta Hallard and take her out to dinner. Policemen, it is true, do not normally take out to dinner leading actresses who gravitate between the Haymarket and the Old Vic. Not even when the policemen are detective inspectors at Scotland Yard. There were three reasons for his privileged position, and Grant was aware of all three. In the first place, he was a presentable escort. In the second place, he could afford to dine at Laurent's, and in the third place, Marta Hallard did not find it easy to obtain escort. For all her standing and her chic, men were a little afraid of Marta. So when Grant, a mere detective sergeant then, appeared in her life,